situation is stabilizing. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The head of the Treasury Department trying to reassure Americans after two bank failures earlier this month.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spoke today at a meeting of the American Bankers Association, and she said the government may backstop more deposits if necessary. Her comments come as Treasury Department staff are also reportedly considering whether to temporarily insure all deposits greater than the FDIC limit of $250,000. Now, this idea of further guaranteeing deposits with government money is drawing ire from some Republican lawmakers. The House Freedom Caucus issued a statement calling the move, quote, a dangerous precedent.
Lydia Hu with Fox Business. Switzerland's government says it's ordering Credit Suisse to temporarily suspend bonuses for employees after coming up with a plan for this number two Swiss bank to be taken over by UBS. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump joined the family of a black man who died while being admitted to a mental health facility in Virginia.
To the governor of Virginia and the legislature, let's have Ivo's Law. Let's don't have this happen to anybody again in the state of Virginia.
Ivo Otieno is seen on video slumped over onto the floor of the facility. 10 people, including deputies and hospital employees, have been charged with second-degree murder. Prosecutors say they piled on top of him while he was handcuffed. They then are seen on video trying to resuscitate him. A 15-year-old arrested in a fatal shooting at a Dallas area high school will remain in custody following a detention hearing today. The shooting in Arlington left one student dead, another injured. The teenager is not yet been formally charged. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Taiwan's president is said to visit the U.S. next week, and Beijing is warning against it.
The office of Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen confirming she'll be stopping off in New York and California starting next Wednesday in between to visit Central America. Travel Washington is carefully calling a transit of the United States. That's because while the U.S. supports the island democracy, it doesn't recognize the place the Chinese government Xi Jinping claims as its own. Even a transit has Beijing riled, a spokesman today saying it firmly opposes the leader of the Taiwan region sneaking off to the U.S. for any reason.
Fox's Craig Palcott. The Biden administration says the visit would fall in line with recent precedent and should not be used as a pretext by China to step up aggressive activity in the Taiwan Strait. The walkouts continue in France as garbage collectors, refinery workers, and others object to the move by President Emmanuel Macron to force the retirement age to 64 from 62 without a parliamentary vote. Paris police say more than 230 people were arrested today. Today marks 13 years for a cold case in Kentucky.
Three young men died after a bonfire party on this day in 2010.
Just keep it in the eyes of the public.
Gay Edge lost her son, Clayton. She and the other parents claimed they were each shot once in the head while asleep inside a home in Winchester. The state police are still investigating the deaths of Clayton Edge, Dustin Browning, and Robert Reese. Robert's father, Carl Reese.
Years kind of rough. It's just hard, you know.
The parents are now turning to the community for help, and they've started a petition to try and get the FBI involved. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus is back without animals. Feld Entertainment, which owns the greatest show on earth, says performances will include acrobats on a triangular high wire 25 feet off the ground, flying trapeze artists, a spinning double wheel powered by performers, and a BMX trail bike exhibit. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.